All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, October 7th of 2025. It is officially NHL opening night here. So super exciting with another sport getting underway here, start of the season. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Quick note, we will only be having office hours Monday through Thursday of this week. I will be reminding you guys each and every day up until Thursday here. So we do have a couple questions here. We're going to work through these, and we're probably going to do a build demo for NHL as well. Might go a little bit out of order here with the questions. And probably going to group a couple questions together. So I think we're going to start with NHL. First question, and this is going to be like a two-parter. I'm playing NHL for the first time this year. Are there any tips or advice you would recommend? Coupling that with another question, hey, Andrew, how do I beat NHL DFS in 2025? Okay, so two NHL-focused questions. We're definitely going to be talking some NHL strategy. A couple things I did want to call out. So number one, when you go into Saber School, you go into the Saber system, the Saber system, especially these like lesson one through three videos, are designed to be sport agnostic. They're designed in a way where you're supposed to be able to take the principles of those in those videos and really apply them to any and all sports. So if you haven't seen them, I would highly recommend watching them. They're going to give you a nice, solid, just like process and kind of foundation to follow. The other place you can get good information is going to be on our YouTube channel, right? So if we go over to like playlists, we haven't done a new NHL video for 2025. I don't know if we're actually going to do one or not, TBD on that. But if you want to watch some NHL, you know, kind of focused content, right? We do have content from last season. Or actually maybe videos. Go to videos. Go to NHL. And then you get like a number of videos, right? Showdown, you know, you want to talk some showdown strategy. You get some office hours, like focused NHL videos, how to beat NHL. This is from 2024, from the year before, right? Like you can come in here and you can watch NHL contest flashback strategy videos. Like there are so many different nuggets in here that kind of just get lost like over time with all the different things that we do. So I think that this would be the best place to get NHL focused / NHL specific content is by going into like the video section in YouTube on our YouTube channel, searching NHL, and then just kind of picking what you want to listen to. Right. And then like some of these office hour streams are just going to have kind of bits and pieces, right? Like, you know, it's maybe a couple questions about NHL and then, you know, maybe jump to the next video, right? All of those videos are timestamped, so you can go into the description, look for the NHL questions, click on those, watch those segments, and then kind of move on to the next one as you're like brushing up on all of your NHL strategy and like process questions, right? So just kind of wanted to call out some of those resources before we jump in here. But doing an NHL demo, right? So let's update here for latest and greatest projections and sims that have run here. Lock is in about an hour here, so it's actually a great time to be doing a demo. Now, some people like to do some NHL rules. We don't have any like quote unquote default rules that we recommend, but you can do different types of you know, specific stacking with regards to like lines, even strength, power play. I think I've seen, you know, people do stuff where it's like, hey, stack at least X must be on the same as like a really good option, right? To account for that line correlation. people will say EV or power play, you know, or maybe you want to like one rule for your power play lines, one for your even strength lines. Maybe you care about even strength 1 through 3 and you care less about line 4. Maybe you care mostly about power play 1 if you're using even strength or power play, right? Like I can kind of customize this to whatever I want. Maybe I don't want a defenseman. Maybe I do want a defenseman, right? There's a bunch of different ways you can kind of chop this up. So something along these lines, right? If you are interested in using rules, aside from that, the correlation slider should generally take care of that for you. If you click on, you know, any player here, right? You click on this Artemi Panarin. My pronunciation there probably shows my NHL knowledge, but it looks like for the Rangers here, right? Really high correlations, just like across the board, right? 0.4, 0.26, 0.26, 0.23. The sim is going to capture those, right? Those very high correlations. And we could just see that by simply running a build here. We also have the line information in the app. Taking that information, chopping it up, you know, whichever way makes sense to you, et cetera. When you download it, line 1 is going to be line 0, and then line 2 is going to be line 1, and so on and so forth. That's because, you know, these get indexed, like, instead of, you know, 1 to 10 in you know, Python or, like, coding languages, 0 to 9. So everything kind of moves down a number. So just be aware of that, right? You might think somebody is on line 1, but actually they're on line 2. So, something to definitely be conscious of, okay? If you're downloading stuff and doing things outside the app, right? So that's what I would do there. So now we're getting back to this build. Okay, we ran the build. We ran the sims. We've diversified our lineups, right? I'm actually going to open these up. And now, you know, we were talking about correlation components and things like that. Here, right, we can go over to our stack exposures. And look, we're still seeing 4 threes, 5 twos, 3 twos, 3 3 twos, 4 twos, five stacks, right? So a lot of stacking going on. And this is all happening without the rules on, right? We talked about that. Like, hey, I didn't put them on. You can if you want, but SaberSim is still going to do a really good job of taking advantage of those correlation aspects and correlation between teammates and just how many players you can play from the same team and kind of, you know, just really hammering that upside, right? Because with correlation comes high upside. All right. So now, before we actually continue here, I did want to kind of touch on another question that came in that kind of piggybacks well here. Question was, how come when you upload lineups into a player pool, the large slate Saber score or Saber score in general all go negative? I filtered a player pool down and then wanted to separate it into its own build slash pool. Any way to correct that calculation? Okay, so the reason this is happening, okay, is if you go to Saber score, right? Let's say we switch from portfolio to uniques 1. We switch from rank by. We go to the Saber score, right? So when you go to a Saber score, and let's say, you know, this is like a small slate 1K to 10K contest that we're like optimizing for. So there's 3 variables here, okay? It's sum projection, percentile, and adjusted ownership, right? A negative weight. The lineup percentile, what this is, right, is basically like the same way, you know, we pull up like McKinnon, right? And he's going to have like a graph here showing his outcomes in the sims, right? Your lineups are going to have a graph as well, where what we're doing is we're building the lineup. We're going back into the sims. We're saying, hey, tell me slash show me how this lineup does as a whole fantasy point wise, right? And that's what the lineup percentiles are. If I come in here and say I activate percentile 95, okay, and then I hover here. So it's going to show me all of the percentiles. These are describing the graph of the lineup. It's saying, hey, 1% of the time, the lineup is scoring 168 points. 5% of the time, the lineup scoring 149 points. 15% of the time, it's scoring 129 points, right? So that's all describing this lineup's graph. The percentile comes from this build that it was used, that the build that the lineups came from. When you take these lineups and export them into another build, there's technically no sim that runs. So the builder is effectively missing that variable. Okay. So here you have two positive variables and a negative. You have the sum projection, which is positive, the percentile, which is positive, and then the negative adjusted ownership. Well, when you take the percentile and you make it a zero, now you're only left with one positive and one negative. And sometimes, right, ownerships can be higher than projections. We see that here, right? If we were doing this hockey lineup, the sum ownership of this lineup is 201%. The projection is only 97. You know, this lineup, if you take away percentile, would have a negative Sabre score. So that's what's happening with regard to if I downloaded this group, went to a new build, uploaded it, it would show a negative Sabre score, even though it didn't previously have one. So there's not like a great way around that, but that is why it's happening. There's nothing wrong with the lineup, just more of a calculation issue. Okay, so did a small diversion there, jumping back into our NHL demo. So I'm going to go back to portfolio. And I'm going to increase lineups back to 20. And I'm going to diversify. Okay, great. I'm going to resim. Okay, we're going to go to exposure. I'm going to move some columns around. What do I want to do here? I do want exposure. I don't really need dollar exposure. The status column, just so you guys know, these only confirm goalies. There are only ever confirmed goalies for NHL. So if you guys see a check mark on top, you will... This just means that the goalie is confirmed for this team. You're not going to see check marks for any other position. So don't be worried if you do not see that. Okay. All right. So far, so good here with our demo. I'm moving a couple more things around that I care a little bit less about. Okay, good. Actually move this one away. Here, right, I'm sorting by exposure. I can see my line information. I can see my team information. I can see position if I want. I have access to my minimax exposures. Just kind of dialing this in. There's one thing I'm missing. I want leverage. So I'm not cutting off any aggregate metrics or things like that, right? This all looks good. Let me get rid of that. Go to average, ROI, save. Okay, cool. So have some aggregate metrics up here, sorting by exposures. I think, what are we seeing, right? Well, it looks like we're slamming Florida here. I think it's very common in NHL to be very, very flat exposure-wise. You know, you kind of got to decide, hey, am I okay with what portfolio is giving me? If not, do I want to switch over to uniques? This is something I've been talking to a couple users about. Like, it is totally okay to switch over to uniques if uniques better serves your purpose, right? What are you trying to do? You know, if you're using portfolio, but it's not getting diverse enough for you. Okay, hey, don't be afraid to go over to uniques and, you know, increase it, right? Up to 5. Maybe that helps you get flatter leverages, you know, than you were getting with portfolio. Maybe you have minimax exposures that you really, really care about. Okay, switch to Uniques 1. Uniques 1 is the best way to prioritize your exposure adjustments. And the exposure kind of solver is stronger with Uniques than it is with portfolio, just like by design. So don't ever be afraid to switch over if, you know, that better serves what you're trying to accomplish. I wouldn't be afraid of doing so. But if you like what Portfolio is giving you, then totally stick with it, right? So a lot of this is just, hey, do the lineups look like what I want them to, what I need them to feel comfortable, you know, playing tonight and having a rooting interest and all those things, right? So here I'm going to switch back to Portfolio. I'm personally okay with what it's giving me. It is a smaller slate, right? So I think it's generally normal to be more concentrated on a smaller slate. So that part doesn't bother me too much, but again, you can customize as you need, and I'm sure you'll be more spread out on future slates. But here, I would basically be done, you know, as somebody who is not a complete hockey savant, right? I would be trusting SaberSim, you know, some leverage, not too much leverage. And overall, I would be pretty happy with this, and I'd be ready to save these and upload them. So it's a little bit just talking NHL for you on this opening night here. Jumping over to our next question, if I want to play 450 showdown lineups across three different contests, but want them measured by the ROIs from the 500K showdown contest, how can I do that? Yeah, so this would be a time where you would probably want to use uniques one. So like whenever you switch to uniques, right? Uniques allows you to choose whichever lineup sim you want, right? So like if you had three contests and you had, you know, three lineups in this dropdown, or I'm sorry, you had three contests in this dropdown, you could choose the 500K ROI every single time, right? Another option here would be to continue to use Portfolio, but only build your lineups for the 500K. And this, you know, this section, well, first what you would do, right, is you would create a group. You would assign the 500K to this group. By default, it's going to go to 150, which would be the number of entries you have here. What you can do is you can manually change this to 450, okay? Now it's going to create 450 lineups for this contest. What you would want to do is download the lineup group, open it, and then you would want to open up your entry CSV file would look like. You would want to copy and paste these lineups into the entry CSV. So those are like your two options. Is I think this one makes like a lot of sense. If you want to use Portfolio, if you're okay using uniques, then you can put all three contests in the one group, but then change diversity to the 500K, right? So those are like the two ways I can think of accomplishing that goal. Follow-up question or second question, are setting rules only for pre-build or can they be implemented after the initial 5,000 lineups are built? Example, say I want to lock in two quarterbacks to every lineup post-build. Okay, so rules only apply pre-build, but this doesn't sound like a rule per se. However, I don't think I would recommend doing this post-build anyways. So like, let's say we go back to Sunday, right? Okay, go back to Sunday. And we have like lineups here. No, where are we at? Maybe FanDuel. Let's just see if we have like a build with some lineups. We don't. That's okay. All right, so I'm just going to kick off some lineups from Sunday real fast. And we won't even like run the contest sim. We'll just use like SaberScore or something. That should be fine. So the idea in question here, right, is, you know, should you do stuff pre-build or post-build, right? And the user's like, hey, I want to lock in two quarterbacks. Okay, so think about it like this. Now, if I'm going to build 5,000 lineups, right? And let's say I need 40 lineups, right? Let's say I need, 40 lineups total. Let's say I'm running a 150, okay? And I want to do 75 lineups with one quarterback, and I want to do 75 lineups with another quarterback, right? So I need 150 lineups total. Well, if I get, you know, 10, and maybe those quarterbacks you know, say I need 150. And let's let this, actually, I don't want to do that. So let's go to uniques one. Let's go to Saber score. So here I have my lineups, right? So let's say, you know, the quarterbacks that I want are like Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields, for instance, right? Okay, well, I didn't lock them, yet I still got 282 Hurts lineups. I got 434 Fields lineups, right? I could come in here and just set them to 50% minimum exposure each, okay? I could 100% do that, right? And it's just like, hey, you know, these are the two guys that I want to target and that I want to play, right? And it looks like that went through. My exposures are now 50% of each, right? This is fine. You could do this. But you basically wasted a bunch of other lineups, right? Like, okay, I built 5,000. There was only 700-ish lineups with these two guys. You know, I basically just threw away 4,300 lineups kind of for like no reason. So I'm of the opinion that what you should do is come in here, only check those two quarterbacks, and then get 5,000 lineups with them in it. Because you're basically already, you've already decided, hey, I only want to play these two guys. You might as well get as many lineups as possible with them rather than getting only like 700 out of 5,000, which is like 15%, right? You're wasting 85% of your pool almost for like no reason, right? So it's not necessarily a rule. Like, it's not like we wrote it and we said like, hey, use at least one, which you could do, right? Like, there's just so many different ways to do this. You know, I can go group manual. I could say use at least one, and then I could click in, you know, Hurts and Fields. It would accomplish the same goal pretty much. It would only use those two, but yeah, so I think there's a bunch of different ways you could do this. I think for stuff like this, where you've already kind of made the decision in your head that you want to go a certain way, it's better to just tell the builder that immediately, rather than kind of wait until the post build to do so. All right. Talk some NHL strategy. Showed you guys where you can access some NHL content. Knocked out these other questions here. So I think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.